sit back, relax, unless you're driving. It's time for That's a Freebie.
You're listening to That's a Freebie, the only podcast that mixes all the latest news from my little world with interesting stories from the rest of the world. I'm your host, Diggy, and as usual, I'm going to open up with an Ask a Freebie question. This is where I answer questions from all of you. And this week's question isn't a question. Oh, that's weird. You'll be pleased to know that this week I have follow-up from Seb. For those of you that are new listeners, or that those of you that may have just completely forgotten, because that could happen. It was 4 or 5 weeks ago, I think, that this all happened. Seb sent us in a Ask a Freebie question. And I'll read you the question now, because it will make more sense in context. So Seb wrote, "I'm really liking Pod Tales. Mansa Musa was interesting. It got me thinking about what it would be like to bring him into today's society. And then I started thinking about immortality, and I thought about becoming immortal, and it became a thing that occupied my mind for a day. So my question is, if you could become immortal, would you?" And then there was more from Seb, but that was basically the question. And then the week after, friend of the show, Tom, followed up with a few questions for Seb regarding immortality. What are the terms and conditions, i.e. do I age? Will I watch all my loved ones and friends grow old and die? I need details. And I said at the time that it could be a while till we get an answer back from Seb, because not everybody is up to date with the podcast. I can tell that just from the listener figures. And that's all right. That's how podcasts work. I completely get that. I'm not saying that everybody should be up to date and on time. I'm still getting listens on the first shows, which like I call them my dark days, from when I had no idea what I was doing and I had no idea what I wanted to talk about. But hey, people still listen, so that's fine by me. It's funny, I actually see a pattern of the same listener numbers on one set of them 1 week and then another set of them the week after. And then you can tell as people are catching up. It's interesting to see. So welcome to those new listeners. But Seb has written back, and Seb wrote, "It's simple, really. You are frozen in the state you're currently in. You can't get any fitter or deteriorate. If you get hurt, it sticks and you don't heal. Same if you get any body parts chopped off. They don't grow back. Yep, you will watch everyone grow old and die. Unless you lose or damage your eyes." That's bleak, right? It's a good answer, though. I mean, when you think about it, it does seem quite realistic. So I'm satisfied with that answer. I will throw the ball over into your court, Tom. What do you think? Are you happy with Seb's answer, or do you think there should be changes to the rules of immortality? To ask your own question, all you do is you go to thatsafreebie.com, which is brand new, actually. There is a new thatsafreebie.com page. You go on there and you now get the options. There's essentially three buttons. One to listen, that takes you to the show's webpage for listening to it. There is one to go to That's a Freebie Plus, and there is a button that says Ask a Freebie, and you can use that form for all of your feedback needs. As usual, though, just remember to stick your email on if you want a response from me that's not on the show. And I do have some more follow-up for you this week as well. Don't often do follow-up, but seems to be a follow-up heavy week this week. I missed something last week, and I didn't even notice. I can't believe I didn't notice, actually. But it was That's a Freebie's first birthday. Oh, it was in terms of episode numbers. So last week's episode was episode number 52, which by my maths tells me that that is 1 year that the show has been running, because I have done an episode every single week and without any breaks for the last year. So we hit 52, which is congratulations to That's a Freebie. We are now 1 year old. The first episode was released on the 14th of July. So we're not actually there yet. It is currently, as of recording today, it's the 10th of July. So we've got 4 days to go. But I thought it was worth mentioning. I don't know how that happened. There'll be some really simple mathematical reason why we've hit 52 episodes a week early that I just cannot think of right now. And I'm okay with that. I don't mind. I am not great at maths. I don't care. It's even possible that I maybe produced 2 episodes in 1 week once and I've just forgotten. I don't think that happened, but you never know, do you? I think, oh, actually, you know what I think it might be? It's just dawned on me. Christmas. I'm pretty sure the Christmas episode that I produced using fully with AI. You should check that out if you haven't listened to it. The entire thing is made with AI, even presented by AI, which in this current AI economy is controversial, I suppose. But it was an experiment, and I'm, again, cool with experiments like that. Yeah, should go and listen to it. But I think that was actually a bonus episode, so that might explain why there is 52. So, yes, as much as this is episode number 53, it probably is, in terms of the random, the normal chronology of the episodes, is episode 52. So happy birthday to me, I suppose. It feels weird celebrating myself, so I'm going to stop doing it. And yes, for those that wrote in, there were several of you, and one person told me in person, friend of the show, Chris, thank you for letting me know. I did make a massive mess of last week's edit. I usually, when I'm editing the show, I listen to it as I go along editing it. I finish editing it. Then I listen to it again inside of Final Cut, because I use Final Cut to edit it. I use Final Cut because I record video. I just don't post the video. I then export it, and then I listen to it as a file on my desktop. And then I upload it, and then I listen to it again in the morning. So I listen to it several times. And for some reason, well, I know why. Last week, everything was a rush. It was a big week. And sadly, it was a big week in ways that are just not relevant to the podcast. It's nothing worth telling you about much, really. It was just a busy week. I didn't have as much free time as I would have hoped. A bit like when the summer holidays are coming up, I will have less free time. We will talk about that, though, closer to the summer holidays, which, actually, thinking about it, is like next week, the week after. So basically, I didn't listen to it. I did, but I didn't listen to it properly. Clearly, I wasn't paying attention because I didn't notice that several parts of the podcast just repeated themselves. A few people thought it was their podcast player being funny. It wasn't. It was all me. I think what I'd done, I'd made some audio adjustments. I was trying out some new audio adjustments to try and reduce the sound of me breathing on the podcast, and to try and relax my reliance on, there's a plugin that I use called Isotope, and it removes things called mouth clicks. For those that don't know what mouth clicks are, it sounds like this, and I'm sorry if this grosses you out. It's the sound that your mouth makes when you're talking. Now, it always does it. However, you do tend to notice it when you're not looking at a person, so when you're just listening to audio. And I have found that it irritates me, so it must irritate you guys. Maybe not. Maybe you've never noticed, but I use Isotope to get rid of the mouth clicks and some of the room noise that I have, because the rabbit jumps about a lot whilst I'm recording. I don't mind having those things in, but if I have the ability to remove them, great. Anyway, there's this weird bug in the Isotope plugin where if you make a load of edits, then you apply the Isotope plugin, it cuts off the beginning of each edit. So it basically makes no sense. You might have noticed in the past there were episodes where the edits didn't quite match up, and you'd hear just like half of a word. It's because Isotope was cutting half of a word off. And the other problem is if I apply Isotope before making the edits, which would make sense, it absolutely kills Final Cut. It just, and I'm using an M1 Pro MacBook Pro. It's not a slow machine, but it absolutely just kills Final Cut Pro, but the audio side of it, not the video side of it. And so I basically tried to reduce my reliance on it. I started making a load of edits, and when I copied and pasted those edits to some of the other clips that I'd added, it copy and pasted the entire thing, not just the edits, and I didn't quite realize that it had done it. So last minute adjustments absolutely stuffed me. So yeah, sorry about that. Anyway, I fixed it. If you stopped listening to last week's episode because it was getting annoying, I did actually go back and re-upload a proper completed copy of it. So I would encourage you to go back and listen. Anyway, that's enough waffling. I'm in proper waffle mode today, aren't I? Okay, let's move on. Yep, that's right. I've got a new sound for the news segment. I was planning on having new sounds for every single segment. However, finding what I want for those sounds is becoming quite difficult. So for now, we've got a news segment, a news sound, and I will be adding more as time goes on. So that'd be nice to hear. I do have a new sound that just goes in between every segment as well. Just a little bit clearer. Easier for me to hear, to be honest, because the one that went... actually, I've got to play it for you now. Where is it? Ba-ba-ba. I'll just fill in for a second while I find it. Right, I've got to play it for you now. This sound. I could barely hear that sound, and it makes it difficult for editing the podcast because I have no idea where that is in the waveform, and it makes it hard to find where to make the cuts and things like that. So I've devised a slightly louder sound. So that's one thing from this week. This week was a big week for news in the Diggy household regarding my daughter. It's a bit of a good news, bad news situation. So the good news is that we had an appointment on Monday. This is why I didn't get to record the podcast on Monday, because it took basically the whole day. Where we thought we were going to have an appointment about her plan to move to high school with the learning difficulties that she has. And as you'll recall, she has been undergoing testing for ADHD. I say testing, it's more of an assessment. There isn't a test that you can do. They just assess certain aspects of her life and her behaviours and her abilities. And we thought we were going for the meeting about transitioning to high school and what things might need to be put in place. It turned out that it was actually the final meeting to get the ADHD diagnosis. They just lumped them both together and never really told us, which was a bit annoying. There's another story actually coming up that in the Buzz Off section that relates to this, but I'll save that for then, which is one of the reasons why it was annoying. Anyway, we get to the meeting, and fortunately, the doctor was really nice. I actually said, we didn't realise it was this. We've obviously misunderstood. And the doctor said, yeah, I can see that. Based on the title on the letter, it doesn't look like the thing you would have been expecting it to be. So anyway, after a conversation with her for about an hour or so the doctor talked to her for about an hour, went through a lot of the stuff that they've already been through. The appointment was also 45 minutes late starting. And when we went into the room, the doctor said, I'm really sorry you've been kept waiting. I went to read the notes before the appointment, and I realized that there were so many notes that there's no way I could read them before the appointment. I started 5 minutes before. She said, I am a little bit disappointed in myself as well, because I've already read them once. I read them over the weekend, but there's so many that I wasn't able to take all of the information in. So I've had to read them again. So I was like, you know what? It's fine. You apologized. You explained the situation. I'm cool with that. I'd rather you have all the information. And I completely appreciate the honesty. So cool. She said, yeah, there is a lot of information. She's obviously very late in getting this diagnosis. And I'm sat there going, can you just tell us if it's a yay or a nay? obviously, I didn't say that. I was just thinking that. And anyway, long story short, she officially has been diagnosed with ADHD. Now, that doesn't change anything, really. She's already got a lot of things in place to help her. But what it does do is it means that the school can get additional funding to help her out with new things. But more importantly, it means that when she moves across to high school, she'll continue getting the help that she needs. And they've provided us with a ton of information on ADHD. And I've tried myself. I've done a, you know, I sound like one of those Facebook mums now, don't I? I've done my research. I've done a lot of research on ADHD. But the stuff that I've been sent by the doctor is amazing. It gives you information on ways you can handle like disciplinary situations and things like that. You know, things where she's not behaving as she should do, or not behaving in a way that is beneficial to her, is probably a better way of putting it, because what you should do is completely based on the societal conditions that you're in at the time, I suppose. However, what was good to see is a lot of the things that we already do, that me and my wife already do with her, are actually on this list, and they describe them in the same way we do them. Like, for example, instead of telling her off for something, which we obviously do, if she's doing something bad or she's hurting someone, we'll tell her off. But we try to use more positive reinforcement. So instead of saying, you know, oh, you did really bad today because you hit such a child, we'll find the days when she doesn't do that and we'll say, well done today for not hurting anybody. Which sounds like a strange thing to have to say to your child, but that really works. And she actually comes out of school some days and she'll run up to me, she'll hug me and she'll say, Daddy, I didn't hurt anybody today. And you can tell all the other parents are thinking, what? How often does she hurt someone? It's not as often as it might sound. It is pretty often. But it helps. It makes a difference. Positive reinforcement really does make a big difference for her. And when we finally got the school to start using positive reinforcement, it started making a big difference for her at school as well. They congratulate her on the things that she's done well rather than telling her that she's not doing something right. Makes a big difference. So that was the good news, that we finally got this diagnosis, and it means that she can continue to get the support that she needs. The bad news is when they came to talking about medication, and this is something we thought of quite heavily in, you know, well, I have, and I know my wife has as well. We haven't really talked about it much because I think we didn't want to jinx anything, and we didn't want to make it so that we somehow made it impossible for her to get medication or not get medication, whatever we decided. We've had brief talks about it, and I think we both agreed that if medication was an option, we would allow her to have it. We've talked about her about it as well, and she wants to try medication because she understands the situations that she gets herself in, and she wants to try and do what she can to not, and she struggles. And so if she thinks medication will help, I'm happy to let her try it. And I know there are arguments on both sides for medication and non-medication, and I know there are natural things that could be done to help. We've been trying the natural things because she couldn't have the medication, and while they do help, they don't necessarily... And I know medication won't get rid of the problem, but if it has a better effect, then great. Or a more consistent effect is probably the thing that we're looking for. So feel free to message me with any information regarding what your opinions are on medication. However, we will be still going down that path, and we may change our mind in the future. All opinions are valid. So while she was doing the examination for the medication, She one of the things she had to do was listen to her heart. And she turned and she said to me, why didn't you tell us she's got a heart murmur? And I said, she hasn't. And she went, oh, and she went back and she listened again. She turned to me and she went, she has. There's definitely a murmur there. And I was like, well, we didn't know that. And she's had her heart listened to a lot. She's had other issues in the past. She had an issue a few years ago now. Well, actually, was it a few years ago? Yeah, maybe a year ago, where she had an illness called HSP. It caused her legs to swell up, and it was fairly straightforward to solve. It actually goes away on its own when you get that. I had it when I was younger. In fact, I probably talked about it on the podcast. It sounds like the sort of thing I would have talked about that. I was going to go and try and look it up, but honestly, I can't be bothered. So anyway, after that, she had to have a visit by a district nurse at school. So the nurse would go to school every Tuesday for 6 months, and she took all of her vitals just to make sure she was okay then. And so I know her heart's been listened to often, and that's the kind of things they were listening for. So there was nothing there like a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago at the most. So it is definitely a new development. So I explained that to her, and she said, oh, this is something new then. She said, it could be nothing, so don't panic. It could be nothing. And then she also got a second and a third opinion as well. So she got there was a student in the room. She got the student to listen, and she got another doctor to come in. And yes, they all agreed that there's a heart murmur there. So we basically have to wait for her to be referred to a cardiologist now. And there are a few ways of going about that. We do have private medical insurance, so I'm actually considering just doing that to get it out of the way for peace of mind. It won't speed anything up with the medication because the doctor did say that it'll be 6 months anyway before she gets medication. Apparently, that's just the standard wait time after diagnosis. So it's not going to make anything quicker, but I think I would rather have that peace of mind that's it's nothing major. She asked me a load of questions about symptoms, and the only symptoms she had that matched were a general lack of wanting to get up off your butt and do something. But she is a bit of a lazy kid. She's always been a bit of a lazy kid. She takes after me. Don't know if that's necessarily related, considering that she was a lazy kid before she had a heart murmur. I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see on that one. Another story from this week, just something funny that I saw happen. I was walking to my place of work and I was walking past a place where there is a public bathroom. And there's a guy stood there. And he's got a backpack on. He's got shopping bags in one hand. And this lady walked up to him and handed him a cup of coffee. So he took the cup of coffee and she walked away and went into the bathroom, which is a completely normal thing to happen, right? Except when I looked at him, I don't know why I paid attention to him. It's because he was just in my line of sight, I suppose. He looked really, really shocked. And he was like, looked really incredulous, as if to say, what the hell just happened? So I said, are you all right? And he went, I don't know her. I'm like, what? I said, I don't know her at all. I've no idea who she is. She just put this cup of coffee in my hand. And now I can't move because my hands are full. He had shopping bags in. He might have had shopping bags around his arm. And he had his own cup of coffee in his hand as well. He said, I'm stuck. I can't move. I can't go anywhere. I said, that's a bit weird. So she just handed you the coffee and walked off. And he's like, yep. And I waited. I wanted to know. I walked to the shop across the street and pretended to have a walk around the shop. And sure enough, she came out, took the coffee off him and walked off. I was like, wow, that's bravery, that. Because, yeah, he said nothing, though. It was so funny. He said nothing. I'm not going to lie. I would probably do the same thing. If someone walked up to me in public and just handed me something, I'd take it off them. And then when they walk away and come back, I'd probably be so impressed by the balls on him that I just wouldn't do it myself. I wouldn't say anything. I'd just let him get away with it. It was quite funny. You just heard the new transition sound for the first time. Let me know what you think. It was louder than I expected in my headphones. It made me jump. That's kind of the point, though. I wanted it to be louder. So, yay. That brings us to our buzz off section for this week, and I'm repeating a buzz off that I've done previously, like I've said before, the point of buzz off is what's annoying me this week. If it's the same thing every week, I'll talk about the same thing every week. Fortunately, it's not the same thing every week. It just repeats every now and then, and I'm sure you will sympathize, because I think from the conversations I've had with people, this is something that annoys everybody. And it is doctors, secretaries. Again, now, if you are a doctor's secretary and you don't do any of these things, wonderful. You are amazing. If you're a doctor's secretary and you do these things, please write in and let me know why, because it's annoying. And I can sympathize. You have a job to do. You probably have instructions on the kind of things that get through to a doctor, the kind of things that don't. But honestly, the problem isn't necessarily those questions that you've got to ask, right? So here's the situation. So for this appointment that I had, and this is why there was confusion over it, about 2 months ago, we got a letter that said, here is an appointment for your daughter's EHC plan. I think it's EHC or is it ECH? I can never remember it. Basically, it's educational. I can't remember the name of it. Basically, it's the plan for sending children to high school from primary school who have learning difficulties. That's all it is, right? It said, this is the appointment for that plan. And it's a telephone appointment and it's on Thursday at 12 o'clock. And there was absolutely no way I could make even a telephone appointment because I was working. My wife was working. Neither of us could get the time off. They'd given us 4 days' notice. So it was just impossible. And so I called them and I said, we can't make this appointment. I'm really, really sorry. Is it possible that we could reschedule it? I would love it if you could reschedule it for a Monday or a Wednesday, because that's when I'm definitely available. Otherwise, we'll just need to schedule it far enough into the future that I can book time off. And this isn't the problematic secretary office. This one was a little bit. She said, yep, sure thing. I will send a message to the doctor and ask them to reschedule it. Anyway, 2 weeks passed and I heard nothing. So I phoned up again and I said the same thing, basically. Bearing in mind, we'd missed the appointment at this time, and because it was only 4 days away. And the secretary said, no, you've missed that appointment. That means it's all been cancelled now. So I was a bit like, don't lose your temper, because it's not her fault. Probably was her fault, because it was the same person. And I explained the situation, and she said, oh, right, okay, let me have a look through the records. And then she had a look through the records, and she said, oh, yes, I can see. There was a request sent to the doctor, but the doctor didn't actually action it. The doctor's very busy, probably didn't see it before it was time. Anyway, I'll send another request to the doctor and see if they can resubmit it. And so 2 or 3 days later, I got a letter in the post, and it said, here is your new appointment. But this time it didn't say the same thing on it. And this is what I think happened, is they decided at that point to put the two appointments together, because it's the same department. It's to put the ADHD appointment together and the EHC appointment together, which is why it didn't have the same title on it. And I got it, and it was a telephone appointment again. And it was fine. It was on, it was this Monday at, I think it was 10:15, right? So this Monday gone at 10:15 is what it was scheduled for. Then the day after, I got another letter about the same appointment saying it was an in-person appointment at 10:15. So I was like, well, is it an in-person appointment or is it a telephone appointment? Which one is it? And I then thought to myself, well, I better call back. So I called back and the secretary didn't know. So I was like, brilliant. Said, I'll contact the doctor and ask. Like, great. Now, bear in mind, this appointment is 2 months away at this point. So there was loads of time to it. So, of course, I basically forgot all about it. Because of the time difference, I just assumed that I'd receive another letter with the proper confirmation in. Anyway, I never received any letter with the proper confirmation in. Roll on last week when I realised, because I always look through my calendar for next week, I realised. So I thought, oh, I better phone up and double check, because I don't want to do the wrong thing. I mean, I made a small plan anyway, if that was the case, but I just didn't want to do the wrong thing. So I tried phoning, could not get an answer. I left about 700 voicemail messages, maybe not 700, probably about 15 or 16 on the line. And all I ever did was get through to voicemail. So I gave up, right? And I thought to myself, well, what I'll do then, I'll phone the place. So the people that I'm phoning are the people that organise the appointments. But the actual appointment is at a doctor's office. That isn't our doctor's office. It's just a doctor's office in the local area that they hire for the day. It's one of those doctors where there isn't any actual on-staff doctors. They hire the building out of a... I don't think they hire the building out. It's just a book. It's bookable for doctors. So anyway, I called the place and they said, oh, we don't really have access to that information. All we know is who's booked for what. The doctor could be here on the day doing only telephone appointments from the office, or they could be here seeing people or doing a bit of both. We don't actually know. So I said, well, could I, on the day of the appointment, call in the morning and you go and ask the doctor? She said, yeah, that's not a problem. Like, perfect, I'll do that. This was 2 days before at this point, 3 days before. Doesn't matter. So on the morning of the appointment, and this is the one that annoyed me, right? That was all preamble, right? On the morning of the appointment, I called the doctor's office at 9 a.m., right? I thought, make sure, give them time to get in. Don't be pushy. It doesn't matter. It's only 5 minutes away from where I live. It's all good. My backup plan was, I'll go to the doctor's office. If it turns out it's not supposed to be there, I'll just go and sit and do the telephone appointment in the car park, right? The problem was, is I had my daughter with me because she was going to be there. Because the letter that said it was a telephone appointment said I didn't need the child with me. The letter that was for an in-person appointment said I needed the child with me. So again, didn't know whether to keep her off school or not. That was the main problem. So at the end of the day, I decided, you know what? I'll just keep her off school. She's there if we need to ask her any questions. Obviously, we'll take her in after the appointment. So won't keep her off all day. We'll keep her off just for the appointment because it's so early in the morning. Anyway, calls the office at 9 o'clock. I said to the doctor, I said to the secretary, I've got an appointment there today. I just want to know, is it a telephone appointment or is it a in-person appointment? And she said, well, read your letter. Like, oh, God. And this was the same person I'd spoken to the other day who'd been like, oh, yeah, it's fine. Just give us a call. Yeah, it's all good. I could tell. I recognized her voice. And I started trying to explain the situation. And she said, it'll say on your letter. I'm like, yeah, but can I just explain the situation? And she said, yeah, go on then. And I started explaining it again. And she said, we don't even know, you know, it doesn't tell us if it is. So I was like, but can you go and ask the doctor? And she said, I don't even know which doctor it's with. And I was like, well, I've got the name of the doctor on the letter here. So if I read it to you, could you find out what room they're currently in and go and ask them? That's all I'm asking. No, we don't know that information. It's impossible for us to find out. I was like, so I said, I spoke to you the other day and told you the situation. And she went, oh, was that you? I went, yes. And she went, right, oh, yeah, I did say that, did it out. Well, I was wrong, we can't do that. So I said, all right, I'll tell you what I'll do then. I'll just turn up, and if it's the wrong thing to do, I'll go and sit in the car park. And she said, well, that's just a waste of your time. So I said, well, it's better than not being there if I need to be there, isn't it? And she was so confrontational for no reason whatsoever. And this is the problem I find with doctors' secretaries. I've heard it said about dentist secretaries as well, except I've never, ever had an issue with a dentist in this way. But doctors' secretaries seem to feel like they are gatekeepers to the doctor. You are not medically trained. You might have a little bit of training, I don't know. But you're not medically trained. You're there to answer questions. You're there to help. You're there to organize appointments. I get it. And I get that people probably waste your time all the time. But you have a duty to make sure that if somebody has a question for a question for a doctor, it at least gets there, or they get the opportunity to ask that question. What are you going to do if somebody dies because you refused to let them have advice? Like, just be nice. Be a nice person. It's not hard. Maybe it is. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe for some people, it is just hard to be a nice person. And that kind of job just attracts that kind of person. Now, I obviously only have a limited experience with doctor's secretaries. I've probably spoken to 5 of them in my entire life, when you think about it, really. It's always the same one that you have the trouble with. The one at my local doctor's isn't actually that bad. They're quite good. And they explain why they're asking questions. It's more that I've had problems with when I've called on friends' behalves and things like that in the past. Yeah, really irritates me. Anyway, we got there and it turned out the appointment was at the doctor's office, and it's a good job we turned up. The secretary would not even look me in the eye when I got there. She obviously knew who I was straight away because I told her what time the appointment was when I was on the phone. And she was nothing but super nice. Once she did actually talk to us. And I was the same. We both were doing that, hi, it's so good to see you sort of vibe, when clearly we were both thinking, you're that knob from earlier, aren't you? This week, for Pod Tales, I have decided to do something that's just a little bit funny. I've seen this before. I think I may have actually done this before, because there's a few that are familiar. And I thought it would be nice to do it again because it's fun. So why not do it again? It is. What's the silliest nickname you've ever heard? And this comes from Reddit, and it's in the subreddit, Silly British Names. I'm just going to read a few of them off. It's a very light Pod Tales this week. Not learning much, just hopefully having a little bit of a laugh because I need it this week. So the first one is, worked with a gay guy who did nothing. It's not what they wrote. Who did nothing. We called him the slow-mo sexual. I read one of these. Oh, no, hang on. I'll read that because this is the one I was looking for earlier. I read one of these threads before, and someone posted they had a 5'1" mate called Anthony, and he got called Shetland Tony. I knew a doctor who had a fishing boat on his drive for years, which never touched the water, as it needed work. His mate started in calling dry dock. That's good. There's a guy who is a bit right wing, and he's an ex-Mormon, so we call him Piers Mormon. We used to call a guy at work Driftwood because he would just float around the office all day doing nothing. Then someone replied to that, there is always one wherever you work. We used to call him Luke Sightwalker. We had a gunter, as in, I'm going to do that later. Brilliant. Oh, that's really, really good. Next. Best I've seen is calling a bloke Hip Hop because his name was Hugh Ray. I don't get... Oh, Hip Hop Hooray. I do get that. That's quite good. Worked with a guy who would use a torque wrench to tighten anything. We called him the negotiator as he talked everything down. That's brilliant. That's nice. Guy at a mate's work with one leg slightly shorter than the other. Sniper's nightmare. Then somebody's responded to that one saying, didn't Bob Mortimer say he had a mate with a massive head called Sniper's Dream? Brilliant. Pothole Paul, as people avoid him when drunk. There is a lad in my class whose father was Chris Peacock. Oh, I just got that. That's a slow burner, that one. Oh, my word. Used to work with someone named Robin. She left, and a few months later, a new man started. He was introduced to me as Robin's partner. Before we could say his name, I said, so he's Batman. Batman kind of stuck. That's awesome. Chap who had lost half a hand in an accident was called Clock because he had a big hand and a little hand. I worked with a bloke called Robert Powell, who we all called Jesus. I don't get that one. What am I missing there? Robert Powell, we all called Jesus. Nope, there's nothing there. Maybe he was an actor's name who played Jesus or something like that. I don't know. Huge red haired bloke with a happy demeanour. We called him Bungle. A family member looks like Eddie Izzard and drinks a fair amount, so they're known as Bevy Izzard. Our friend Julian was called Jules, so we called him Killer, as in Killer Jules. Knew a guy at work whose real name was Wayne Bruce, and everybody called him Mambat. Oh, I've gone too far. Used to work with a bloke who had one arm, and everyone called him Octopus. I worked with a guy called Garrett who was a baldy, so he got called Biscuit. I'm assuming that's named after the biscuit. Is it called a Garibaldi or Garibaldi? We don't have them in the UK, I don't think, so no idea what they're actually like. I knew a bloke in the nick with one arm. Everyone called him Bandit. Not everyone I know, just something I've heard. All right, I'll probably have to cut this one out and do this only for the plus. Although, actually, nah, let's leave it in. Let's be risky. Not everyone I know, just something I've heard. Someone called Foreskin, as they disappeared when things get hard. My mate Jimmy has a fat wife, so we call them James and the Giant Peach. Oh my god, I love it. Henry, because he always has a stupid look on his face and he sucked. Oh, as in Henry the vacuum cleaner. Wow, I'm really slow today getting these. There was a guy in my hometown called Pat the Hat because he wore a wig. A friend's uncle likes to take speed. We called him Speedophile for long enough. Knew a bouncer called Pancake because he flattened people. Knew a guy in school whose surname was Dickoff. He got called Tumor, Suckmer, and Pulmer. I used to work in factories when I was younger and was forever leaning on just about anything. I became lean-to for a while and eventually shed. Got introduced to a guy called Wedge, the simplest tool known to humanity. I cannot read that one. Bloke at the gym, 6'4", benches, 200 kilograms, absolute unit. But he came in on crutches one day. So from that day on, oh my word, I can't speak now. So from now till the day he dies, he's called Tiny Tim. Bambi, because his mother was shot in the head when he was a boy in some kind of domestic incident, I think. I wished I'd never asked why they called him that. Yeah, I don't want to... No one wants to know that. I got stuck in a time loop then. Called our manager Super Noodle because everything could be done in 3 minutes. Also went with a guy we nicknamed Teflon because everything slid off him onto something else. I used to work with someone called Teflon Dave. The missing link between man and tadpole. Doesn't answer anything, okay? Also knew someone whose surname was Coin, so he got called Flipper or Tosser, as in Tosser Coin or Flipper Coin. Also knew a Butch Goth who always wore black and got called Attila the Nun. A lad who's always in the doghouse with his wife for coming home in the early hours after many unplanned nights out got called Kenny. Kenny Dogleash. Oh, my word. Let's do one more. We had Scary Anne and Mary Murderer Markham. Also, this very cute guy that the ladies called anytime because his name was Justin Winter. What? Yeah, I didn't get that one. Let's do one more then. Let's do it till I find one that I get. I had a lanky, odd-looking mate who got off his on substances at a festival and dressed up in a skin-tight, sequin-covered onesie. We called him Nightmare Vitas. A guy I used to work with had a failed hair transplant, one of the plug types, which left him with loads of little circular scars on his head. Unfortunately, his surname was Pepper, so we called him Pepper Pot. Oh, my word. Okay, I am going to leave that there for this week's Pod Tales. Let's move on. So this is the part of the show where I get to say thank you for listening. I really do mean that. It is wonderful that you all listen to this show and it keeps me going. It's great to see those numbers every single week. I am going to talk a little bit about That's a Freebie Plus right now. And the reason I'm going to do that is because I'm making a few changes to That's a Freebie Plus. Actually, just one change. And it's not a removal, it's an addition. So what I'm going to start doing is every single week at the end of the show, so after you hear the dun-dun-dun part, there will be a plus section. And that will be just something that I will talk about that is only for the plus subscribers. It could be anything. I'm thinking that I might start putting some semi-regular things in there. For example, in this week's That's a Freebie Plus, I'm going to talk about the new That's a Freebie Book Club. It's nothing where I'm going to like, basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a book every month and I'm going to give you my opinion on it. So every single month, the first episode of the month will be the That's a Freebie Book Club. And it just gives me the ability to... I like talking about books. I read books quite often. In fact, well, I say that. I listen to books quite often. And so it's just to give me a chance to talk about it, give my opinion on it. It's something that we could talk about in the That's a Freebie Plus Discord that you get access to if you also read the book. And I'm thinking in the future what I'd like to do. Once we get more members, I might even start making the That's a Freebie Plus Book Club. That was really hard to say. An interactive thing where we can talk together. Maybe even have a guest on the show for the plus section. Because I would quite like to have guests. So that's something that will be exclusive to That's a Freebie Plus members. This week, I'm going to be talking about the book Metronome. Now, the reason I picked that book is I have recently read it for my other book club, my in-person book club, as I suppose I would call it, and I've finished the book. I'm only going to be giving a brief description of this book because it's not something that I have planned out fully. And also you lot are not going to have read the book either. So I don't expect you to know much about the book. So I'm just going to give some very basic overviews of the book. But then I will give you the next book, that I will be talking about. And, it gives you a lot of chance to read it. And I'll have some more opinions on that book, I suppose, in the next book club episode. So if that sounds inviting to you, all you need to do is go to thatsafreebie.com and choose the That's a Freebie Plus button. And that will get you to the section, it'll get you to the Patreon where you can subscribe to That's a Freebie Plus. Now, when you've subscribed to the Patreon, there is actually, you'll get a link to the feed for That's a Freebie Plus. Now, in that feed, you get the completely uncut episode of the show, which will also include That's a Freebie Plus at the end of it. And all the times I mess up, all the times I have to restart, you get to hear how the podcast is made, basically. And you get the pre-show preamble as well, which sometimes exists, sometimes doesn't. And you also get access to the Discord as well. So just follow all the instructions that you get on the Patreon page to do that. The beauty is you can subscribe to it in your podcast player as well. You just copy and paste a link into your podcast player. And that then means that you'll just receive the episodes the same way as you do now. But you'll only get the plus episodes because you don't need the other ones. They're the same episodes, just with more. This does not mean that any of the bonus episodes are going away. There have been a heck of a lot of bonus episodes in the last few weeks. I think there were 3 last week, if memory serves me right. So there's been quite a few. That will continue to happen. You'll probably find that there'll be more bonus episodes some months, maybe none other months. But there will be plenty of bonus material to go at. I already have several of them in the plannings. What I'm going to try and do is always try and tie the bonus episodes into the Podtails topic for the week. That's kind of how it works. It's an additional set of stuff for the Podtails topic. So head on over to thatsafreebie.com and you could subscribe to Plus there. What I am going to start doing as well for the Plus members, I'm not going to do it from this week. I'm going to do it from next week. The reason I'm going to do it from this week is because there was valuable information in there for you. I'm going to start cutting this section out because one of the benefits of having Plus is that there'll be no ads. And I realize that this whole section is basically just an ad for That's a Freebie Plus, and you're already subscribed. You don't need to hear it, basically. And it just takes away from the experience having to pop out of the podcast to hear the ad and then go back in. So it's going to be ad-free as well. That includes any ads for myself. I will, of course, always leave it in if there's something that is relevant to the Plus subscription. We're going to move on to the finale now. I don't actually have a pick of the week this week. I just couldn't think of anything. There's nothing that sprang to mind, nothing that I thought was worth mentioning. So I'm just going to skip the pick of the week. Move on to the finale. So you may recall that last week I asked, are you a nose poker? And what I mean by that is, you know, when you're in your car and you're sat at a junction waiting to come out, but the road's busy, are you that person that slowly moves the nose of your car out so that you end up essentially pushing your way into the traffic? Is that something you do? Because that's not good. That's not good at all. Hate it. The worst ones are those people that come bounding up to a junction, slam their brakes on at the last minute as if they had no idea the end of the road was there, and the car's sticking out by, like, their entire front wheels are on the line and the whole front of the car is sticking over. The reason I mention this is there's a junction near my house that is particularly bad for this. People do it all the time. And there's no reason for it. I drive out of that junction. Visibility is fine. Like, sometimes I can understand people poking out a little bit because they need to be able to see, right? Because a lot of people park the cars way too close to the corner. But this junction isn't like that. It's on a bend. You can see both sides of the bend because of where it is. It's on the apex of it. And yeah, it's not good because all you're doing is actually causing more traffic inconvenience. It's not all that other traffic's job to let you go. It's not all that other traffic's obligation to let you go. Nobody owes you anything. You just have to sit and be patient like everybody else does. And I know that's hard for you to hear, but you've got to do it. The next question I've got for you, so this week's question is, do you even know what a box junction is for?